I have a testimony to share with you. What exactly happened to Sarah also happened to me. Now, I have the same problem. Just like Sarah, I could not conceive and give birth to a child. And I've been married for 14 years. And finally, I had to come before the throne of grace to cry before the Lord and pray for 4 hours before my son was given to me through the word of God. Now, let me put it this way. My dearly beloved, my mother was still a Buddhist then, and she had challenged me by saying, if your God is true, why is it that you cannot conceive and keep on miscarrying? Now, my dearly beloved, I must tell you that I have miscarried 3 times, and according to the doctor, when I first miscarried my child, the OBGYN would not pay attention to it simply because it is a common case. But by the second time I miscarried, according to the OBGYN doctor, he said to me that your chances of having a child is approximately 25%. And by the time you miscarry on the third one, the chances of having a child has dropped down to about 1%. So at that point of time, when my mother challenged me and said, look, if your God is real, why are you not having any child? And my mother said, in our family, that means my mother and sister, we don't have the issue of miscarriage. If your God is real, how come you don't have a child? You see, at that point of time, when my mother challenged me with her words, it pricked to my heart. Instantly, the challenge of my faith in Christ Jesus, isn't it? And so I replied to my mother by faith, and I told my mother, I said, Mother, don't you ever worry simply because the Lord will provide me a son. Now, my dearly beloved, at that point of time, neither did I know that I am going to miscarry 3 times in a row. You see, I've miscarried probably once or twice. I can't quite remember, but I have miscarried. And my mother was very concerned of the very fact that I've been married for such a long period of time and still I could not have any children. However, I have told my mother with faith and I said, don't you ever worry, mother, for the Lord will provide me a son. And so by the third time I had miscarried with my last pregnancy, I had to come before the throne of grace and desperately cry to the Lord God simply because the doctor said, but the third time I miscarried, the chances of having a child is only 1%. In other words, literally almost zero, isn't it? However, the Lord God that we worship is absolutely alive today and living and true. And I want you to listen to my testimony, especially for those who would like to have children, to come before the throne of grace to pray. So I did. I went up to my room, my prayer room upstairs in my house, and I began to cry before the Lord God with all of my heart, soul, and mind, and I began to confess each and every one of my sins and wash them by the precious blood of Jesus. And then I began to petition simply because I had told my Heavenly Father that my mother was a Buddhist and I've got to have a child simply because it is a challenge of my faith. And if I don't have a child, I told my Heavenly Father, how could I prove to my mother that Christ Jesus is living and very much alive and he is the only true God? I've got to have a child in order to prove my mother wrong. So I began to pray and cry before the Lord God, just like Hannah, Prophet Samuel's mother, cried. And I began to cry to the Lord God and persistently pray and pray and pray from midnight all the way to probably 4 o'clock in the morning, crying before the Lord God. And all of a sudden, the word of the Lord came to me as I opened the scripture. Believe it or not, my dearly beloved, our Heavenly Father is absolutely alive and real. As I opened the word of God, it falls open to Isaiah 66, verse 9 and verse 7. Let me read these two promises that God had promised me when I came before the throne of grace to petition to have a child out of desperation. The word of God says, Isaiah 66 verse 9, "Shall I bring to the birth and not cause to bring forth, saith the Lord? Shall I cause to bring forth and shut the womb, saith thy God?" And verse 7 writes, "Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man's child." Now, my dearly beloved, these two verses are promises given to me out of the whole scripture. You can try to flip open your scripture and it would never arrive to this page. And when I have seen these two verses, I praise God simply because the Lord God had a proof. Not only he will give me a child, he will also give me a son. And what is amazing about these two prophecies in my life was the very fact at that point of time I had not conceived any child, and I came down with these two verses, the promises of God, and showed them to my husband and to Uncle Dong, who was my spiritual teacher. And Uncle Dong said to me, he had studied the scripture for so many years and he had never paid attention to these two verses before. Now, what is interesting about these two verses is, number one, it says right here, "Before she travailed, she brought forth, and before her pain came, she was delivered of a man's child." So I knew instantly that I am going to receive a boy. You see, I'm going to get a son instead of a daughter, simply because it says right here, "She was delivered of a man's child." You see, a man's child referring to a boy. And secondly, the prophecy of this verse came true simply because it writes, "Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man's child." My dearly beloved, few months later, I conceive according to the word of the Lord God, and Dr. Camrus, my OBGYN, was extremely cautious and had taken an extra step to look after me. And so finally, before I gave birth to my son, before it is the due date, Dr. Camrus decided that he would like to induce the baby simply because he's got to attend a wedding, you see. And he told me, he said, "You know, I don't feel comfortable putting you into another doctor's hand simply because you have had history of miscarriages. You see, this precious pregnancy and this precious child of yours have got to be delivered with no problem." And so Dr. Camrus said that even though you're not due, you're just 3 days off. Now it's 3 days before it is due date, and it was okay to deliver simply because the child was mature enough to be delivered, and he has got to go to attend a wedding, you see, and out of town. So finally, he got myself induced, and of course, it says right here, "Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man's child." Isn't this amazing that before I even travailed, had pain on the birth, the doctor decided to induce, and true enough, nothing works, of course, on the natural birth, and I had to go through C-section, but nonetheless, the good news is my son was born healthy and the delivery was absolutely smooth. And of course, I named my son Isaac, just like Abraham, who also named his Isaac. And Abraham had to wait 25 years before Isaac was born, and I had to wait 14 years before my Isaac was finally born. Nonetheless, my dearly beloved, I want to tell you this story simply because the God that we worship is absolutely true, and the Word of God is very much alive today by the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. And of course, my mother had to bow down to the very fact that the God that I worship indeed had endorsed the very word that I told my mother years ago. And I told my mother that I will have a son, even though at that point of time, I did not realize how difficult it was for me to even conceive and come to full term of 9 months. Nonetheless, the God that we worship had heard every conversation that I had with my mother and endorsed it. and praise God. My mother came to Christ 28 years later as I continued to pray before the throne of grace and praise God, as my mother realized that the God that I worship is indeed the true and the only living God today.